May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, there's a fun little bit of liturgy in the Pentecostal world that's been circulating by oral tradition over the decades that I remember. I know they wouldn't call it liturgy, but it definitely qualifies. The pastor or the worship leader would say, "God is good." Well, the congregation would respond,
"All the time."
All the time. That's right. Some of you know this already, so that's good. And all the time, God is good. There we go. But that begs the question, how exactly is God good? Well, this evening before Thanksgiving, Psalm 65 gives us plenty of ways. God is good in allowing us to relate to Him. To you that hear prayer shall all flesh come. We can worship Him. We can pray to Him. He invites us to approach Him and interact with Him. And as scary as a prospect as it is to draw near to the one who no one can see face to face and live, we are fast coming up upon Christmas, as the incessant Black Friday ads remind us. And that is when we remember when God came near to us. First, our loving Father has opened up the door to His welcoming us, and as we are equally as hospitable as Jesus when He's standing at the door of our hearts longing to feast at our Thanksgiving table as He is when He invites us to His table. God is good in forgiving our sins. He will blot out our trespasses, as the psalmist reminds us. A humble heart and that is honest before God need never fear. The Lord's grace far outweighs any burdens of ill thoughts, wicked words, or selfish deeds that we may carry. That's not meant, of course, for us to take for granted. We shouldn't think that it's God's job to forgive us. Besides, such thinking betrays that we aren't truly penitent to begin with. But neither should we shy away from the throne of grace because we think we've offended God too much, or perhaps worse, that we haven't done anything so bad that we need divine pardon. Boldly come to God, acknowledging your need as an ordinary sinner in need of extraordinary grace. And the Lord will prove Himself both faithful and just in forgiving you based on the saving work of Jesus Christ. God is good by surrounding us with natural beauty now and promising supernatural beauty in the future. Before the triune God's presence in eternity, we'll be overjoyed to draw near the splendor of our Lord's heavenly majesty. His holiness will sparkle before our eyes instead of driving us to cower with conviction. But until then, we get previews of that superlative beauty and the awe that we feel among the Lord's handiwork. From the highest mountains to the depths of the oceans, we see creatures, geographical formations, flora, patterns, diversity, color, life clinging fast in the extremes and thriving in places of plenty. All of it is a wonder to behold. All of it is a delight to the eye. All of it displays some aspect of God's own attraction and satisfaction for our souls. We are created to enjoy God, and this world is an aesthetic foreshadowing of our enjoyment of Him forever. God is good in how He provides for our needs. The river of God is full of water, and he crowns the year with his goodness. This is the part that we love most about Thanksgiving. A giant turkey, carbs galore, gravy, pie. We feast on the bounty of divine providence at our family tables. The Lord has provided for us in ways that we often overlook or take for granted. But he keeps on giving, keeps on providing, keeps on sending rains of blessing upon sinner and saint alike. So how is God good? To you. How much do you appreciate the fact that he wants to relate to you? Not just as the transcendent Lord God Almighty, but as the intimate, immanent lover of our souls. What relief have you experienced by bringing your sins to him, knowing that he is indeed merciful enough not just to forgive them, but to destroy their power over your life? How often have you taken for granted, or how often have you taken time to smell the flowers, let alone allowed your soul to long for, to thirst after the God whose holiness is beautiful? When was the last time that you've given genuine thanks, not just a perfunctory grace before a meal, for how God has made good on his promise to provide for all of your needs according to his riches in glory? We have a loving Lord who welcomes us frail mortals, breaks the power of sin and death, surrounds us with tastes of heavenly beauty on earth, and abundantly gives us our daily bread. That kind of God is one who's worthy of the deepest and most heartfelt thanks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.